This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
So we're being serious now, so no more jokes, Warren.
No more jokes. We're going to be very serious. Season 2 of the hugely successful ABC series War on Waste again tackles Australia's massive waste and recycling issues, including plastics footprint, e-waste, fast furniture, food waste and more. The first season was a huge hit for the broadcaster, triggering community responses, government and corporate reaction and industry awards. And joining us on the line is War on Waste host Craig Rocastle. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. You are allowed to still joke. I'm happy for jokes as well. I don't think we have to reduce weight and get rid of jokes at the same time.
Yeah, but if you heard my jokes, they're rubbish, so I thought I'd better not bring it down to this subject. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as you're recycling them, which I'm sure you are.
Oh, definitely.
That's fine.
Absolutely. Craig, we've recently seen both major supermarket chains stop supplying single-use plastic bags. Was this the result of the first series of War on Waste, and were you surprised by the ban?
I was very surprised by the ban. I mean, who knows what the reason was for it. I think that there was a bit of community pressure and they decided to actually go ahead with it. But I was impressed they did it. And I think if you've seen the kind of crazy response by some people, and it's probably only a very small part of the population, but the way that people lose their head over it. And, you know, I saw great articles about how it's almost like a human right to get a plastic bag given to you for free when you wash off. But I don't think that's in the United Nations Human Rights Convention, but it's good you mentioned that.
That's just, why do you reckon that we're so resistant to environmental changes? Why do we make such a big scene?
I think some people just kind of lose their head over any change, essentially. And, you know, also, to be fair, and, you know, part of it, the media looks for an angle. So, you know, if one old lady says this is a bit hard to carry home, it becomes a story across the nation. So, you know, but this is the ridiculous thing about it is we've already got several states in Australia that are doing the exact same thing. And in South Australia's case, we've nearly done it for 10 years. So we know that everything settles down, that people get used to it, and then it does reduce the plastic bags. So, you know, it won't be a problem in a few weeks, I'd say.
Craig, one of the things that worries me is the backlash around the plastic bags. Does it mean that it'll be a deterrent for other companies to initiate changes that help the environment?
Absolutely. I think that's true. And I think this is why, you know, the state government in New South Wales still hasn't brought in legislation, for instance, to get rid of plastic bags. And they say, we don't have to because Coles and Woolworths have done it. It's like, yeah, but because you stood back and didn't do anything and they did themselves, they've taken all the blame. And now, next time somebody in, you know, Woolworths says, hey, how about we do this? There'll be all the naysayers going, remember what happened last time with your plastic bags?
Yeah.
And I think totally right. You need it. If government leads, it kind of helps the businesses that are also trying to do the right thing.
That's so true. Craig, look, you're more known for performing, you know, comedy-type roles. So how did it come about for you leading such an important topic like this?
I don't know. Look, it is a bit strange. I think because War on Waste, which there was a format in the UK, I think because it involved doing stupid stunts, they went, oh, that Craig guy might be good for this. And, you know, I was a topic that I was interested in and could get into. So, yeah, no, it's been an interesting journey. I did fewer jokes than normal, but we try to get a few in there. I don't know if you saw our Robin A ad last week. That's, you know, we're trying to get a bit of humour in the show.
Yeah, definitely. Look, Craig, do you feel pressured that you're like your neighbours are all checking your bins when you put them out at night? Because that would be my fear. Like, are you just so worried that you're going to put the wrong thing in the wrong bin one day?
Look, the reality is that even after doing the War on Waste for 2 years, the complexity of what goes in the recycling and what doesn't is so ridiculous that I still don't know the answer to all the questions. And this is why we kind of, one of the things we talk about in the show is this new idea of having a label on products. You know, so the actual people that make the packaging have to say, this is the bin this goes in, because you don't even realise how complex some of the packaging is. It might involve three different plastics and one of them can't be recycled and two can. And you're like, well, what do I do with this? So hopefully that kind of thing is so that even, you know, mugs like myself can get it right in the end.
And I mean, you look at something and you go to recycle and you say, do I take the lid off because it's hard and the actual, you know, the shampoo bottle's soft? Or do you separate it?
Exactly. And it drives you nuts because also they have different rules in different councils. So, because everyone's got a different kind of waste contractor. So we need to actually, if there's a bit of leadership from government, you set the high standards and say, right, all of you guys have to get up to this standard and then we can tell everyone that's what happened. But that's not the approach we take in Australia. We just go, Everybody do a different thing, and it'll be fine.
Absolutely. When I think back to the 1970s, Craig, you know, we had paper supermarket bags, you know, the bottle collection points. We were pretty much a leader in recycling. And like we said before, you've only got to look at your neighbour's bin on bin day, and you can see that it's full of plastic bags and rubbish. Do you reckon we've gone backwards?
Yeah. I think in some ways we have. And probably the main reason we've gone backwards is that we've become a bit wealthier as a nation, and there's so much more throwaway stuff. So it's actually the hardest part of kind of reducing waste is the first step, which is just reduce. And at the moment, we're just kind of creating so much more in the first place. So even though we do have some good recycling systems and curbside recycling is a good thing, I think overall we go backwards because we're just creating a lot more. So if you can avoid the waste in the first place, which is why things like, you know, a plastic water bottle or a straw or whatever, it's a simple thing to avoid creating, you know, a bit of plastic waste in the first place.
Yeah. Now tell us about McChokey. Is that the turtle?
Yeah, McChokey is the turtle. So McChokey is a giant turtle made out of straws. And we took him to McDonald's head office to try and get them to reduce their straws, the amount of straws they use. It'd be fair to say they weren't thrilled at our appearance initially. And initially they also didn't say they were going to do anything about it, but they seem to have done a bit of a backflip just recently, just before the show went to air, and have said that they're now going to trial getting rid of plastic straws and phase them out by 2020. So hopefully that will, hopefully they'll pull that off.
Oh, well done.
Because Macca's have a, you know, you can imagine, massive amount of plastic straws come from Macca's.
So what did you do with the turtle once you finished with him? Did you recycle him?
We still got him, actually. Do you need a turtle in the reception at Joy FM?
Yeah, we do.
You know, we only have bears here, sorry. We don't follow turtles.
But, bears only.
Yeah, bears only. So people listening might be thinking, you know, what can we do? So, you know, what would you say about that? You know, what could we do to make a difference?
Well, I think everyone going forward, we shouldn't be putting food into landfill. Hopefully we can try and avoid that. Take compost and do stuff like that. But also just like take your own bottle, you know, around so you can actually refill it with tap water rather than just buying a new one every 5 minutes. And that kind of thing can hugely reduce your plastic footprint as you go around. But it's hard to totally avoid plastic, but you know, where you can choose to avoid it, it would make a big difference.
Craig, what about, you know, we're in the age of disposable technology. You know, new phones come out, we get it, what have you. Our screen might crack, we don't necessarily replace it. We go and throw it away and then we get another one. I mean, this must be having a massive impact, not just from a resource perspective, but also from a waste perspective.
Yeah, e-waste is in this tonight's show, actually. And e-waste is kind of growing three times faster than our normal waste stream because, yeah, as you say, there's a new iPhone, I've got to get it. So we look at that, and most people don't recycle. It's interesting why they don't recycle, for instance, phones. There is a recycling route in Australia, which is Mobile Muster, but a lot of people don't know about it. It's not really advertised much. And the second thing is everyone's kind of worried about their data. They think, oh, people will get my photos of it. So Mobile Muster actually kind of totally destroys the phone in a way. You get the resources out, but there's no data left. But, you know, some people are worried about it. So we've got to increase that. I mean, the estimates that have been done is there's like 25 million mobile phones sitting in drawers around Australia. Now, I don't mind people having a single backup, but I look through my house and I found about 5 or 6 phones that my kids have destroyed along the way. So it's, you know, it's a big problem. And if we can get that out, e-waste is bad in landfill because it's got, you know, chemicals in it and batteries and that kind of stuff. And the second thing is you can actually use the resources again. There's gold in them there, things.
There really is, isn't there? But it says here that the amount of waste increasing in Australia is like about 8% a year. What's going to happen if we don't do anything?
Well, we're going to turn into one giant landfill. And we'll be like Southwest Queensland, which is where we've been sending all of our waste for the last few years. So it's going to be one big landfill. No, but it's just, some of these resources are running out. Some of the actual resources for mobile phones are running out. So if we can actually recycle them, there won't be iPhones in the future. Exactly. You know, and that'll be tough for some people. You know, won't be take a selfie.
Craig, one last point. I live not far from that Swedish flat-pack furniture store, and I often go to the supermarket at that shopping centre, and it just astounds me just how much furniture is walking out of that place. And
it's amazing.
Is that now disposable item?
Yeah, I think we kind of call it fast furniture. When you get this cheaper and cheaper kind of, you know, your chipboard furniture that people use for a year or two and then just put out on the council pickup. And we went and did a bit of a pickup. We went around a council pickup and I was amazed how much stuff and how much of it was actually, like, literally looked new. Some of it looked like it was totally new, put out on the curbside, and you just go, you can't have furniture being disposed of. It's a massive amount of stuff, and that's getting put in landfill as well. So we kind of talked to IKEA to see whether they can do anything about it and see whether the other kind of fast furniture, you know, kind of Kmart and that kind of thing are going to do anything about it as well.
Yeah, so much of it. Craig, tonight's episode is the final in Series 2.
No, this is the second one tonight, and there'll be another one next week.
Okay.
So you can also catch up on iView as well.
All right, so that's tonight, 8:30 p.m. on ABC TV. Craig, thanks so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning, and we hope you can make some positive influences. And we want to see the turtle.
Yeah, okay, I'll bring you the turtle over. I'll turn it into a bear and bring it over. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Craig. Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.